Hello and welcome back to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Mike Pearsall here with you on this Wednesday, halfway through the week. And just about to see the Masters starting tonight. How good is that? Well, we will get there, but to start with, a couple of NRL coaches have swung the axe in a bid to turn their struggling sides around. At the Rabbitohs, Origin hooker Damien Cook has been dropped, as has Sean Kepi, Isaac Thompson and Talis Duncan. Rabbitohs rookie Jai Gray will fill the boots of Latrell Mitchell for their crucial clash with the Sharks. Of course, Mitchell is out suspended. Centre Jack Whiten says it's an exciting moment for the 20-year-old.
See a young kid come through like him, and he's going to bring that energy, and one of my favourite things is, of being a senior player, is playing with kids who get the debut, mate. It's your childhood dream, so to be able to take the park with him for that's going to be awesome.
Over at the Parramatta Eels, Brad Arthur has dropped winger Micah Sivo, prop Widdera McGreg and rookie Blaise Talangi. Morgan Harper comes in to play centre, pushing Bailey Simonson to the wing. Meanwhile, injured skipper Adam Reynolds at the Broncos is heaping praise on Dolphins coach Wayne Bennett ahead of the Battle of Brisbane on Friday night. Reece Walsh will make his return for the Broncos after a brutal facial injury suffered against Penrith. Reynolds says he expects a tough match, but not a dangerous one.
It's sort of one thing I do love about Wayne. He's always thinking and caring about the players, no matter if it's his team or the other team. He's got a duty of care to make sure that his players go out and they play a nice, safe game.
In AFL, Melbourne will be without forward Kaiser Pickett for its clash against Brisbane after his one-match suspension was upheld. The Demons fronted the AFL Tribunal last night in a bid to reduce Pickett's rough conduct charge from medium to low. Melbourne star Christian Petrarca telling Fox Footy while he knows Pickett would be bitterly disappointed with his actions on field, he doesn't want him to lose his edge when playing.
I love the way he plays. I think it's such an X factor, such an excitement to the game. And I know opposition players, like I'm scared of training when he's trying to tackle me and trying to chase me down. So I don't want him to lose that aspect of his game.
In football, the Champions League quarterfinals are underway. Arsenal is taking on Bayern Munich at home in their first leg, while Manchester City is away to Real Madrid. Former Socceroo and Stan Sport analyst Craig Foster has told Today they had two of the best first halves he's seen all season.
Two incredible games, both on the Stan platform, and like phenomenal football in the first legs of the quarterfinals.
As Foz mentioned there, you can watch those games live, watch the full replays or catch the highlights over at Stan Sport. Later this morning, the Matildas will run out against Mexico in a friendly in the US in an important part of their preparation for the Olympics. Well, as I mentioned off the top, excitement is building at Augusta for golf's The Masters, which begins tomorrow night. Australian Jason Day has been grouped with the great Tiger Woods and fan favourite Max Homer for the opening two rounds. Tiger says his body limits the amount of practice he can get in, but he still loves competing against the best in the world.
Well, the ankle doesn't hurt anymore. It's fused. It's not going anywhere. So that's fine. It's other parts of my body that are now have to take the brunt of it. Once you put the rods in there, it's good to go.
Liv's Australian gold star Cameron Smith will play with Victor Hovland and Wyndham Clark. Former Masters winner Adam Scott has been grouped with Sam Burns and Cameron Young, while my favourite Minwoo Lee, he'll tee off with Patrick Cantlay and Ricky Fowler. Australian fighter Tyson Pedro is ready for a new challenge after retiring from the UFC to take up a career in boxing. The 32-year-old is going straight to the top, locking in a fight against Australian heavyweight champion Chris Terzhevsky in June. Pedro was told 2GB Radio after 11 years in the octagon, he knew his time was up.
I think I was ready to leave after my Sydney fight. I realised that that finish with that crowd in the home crowd, the only thing that really was going to beat that was a title fight. And it could have been looking at 2-3 years down the road. And I'd been away 12 months in the last 2.5 years from my daughter and my family. So going up and making this move over to boxing, it lets me be home with my family. And
wrapping up with some tennis news, Carlos Alcaraz has withdrawn from the Monte Carlo Masters due to a forearm injury. Novak Djokovic won his opening match of the clay court tournament. Aussie Alex de Minaur, he also got his clay season off to a flying start, making short work of Stan Wawrinka, winning 6-3, 6-love. That is the very latest from Wide World of Sports on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Plenty of action coming up over the next 24 hours and over the weekend, so make sure you stay tuned. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can catch the Wide World of Sports update. You've been with Mike Pearsall. I'll see you tomorrow.